Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Life is Short ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Okay, so I have some big news. For a middle-aged man, this is really big news. I apparently made quite a splash on TikTok the other day.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're lit?
I guess so. Savage, maybe. I was at work on Goosebumps, which I'm so excited for everyone to see. And one of our wonderful young actors, Miles, shout out, Miles McKenna. He was excited. He was excited to tell me this. And he said, you know, and kind of like, he treated me a little differently. And not to say that he's not been like, you know, friendly and very friendly and we really get along. But there was a little pep in his step today. And he said, you know, you're... I think he might have even said you're blown up on TikTok. I thought he was joking. And he said, have you seen the TikTok? And so he showed me, and it's this a montage of me younger, young photos of me, like, which is kind of embarrassing because I do those like photo shoots where I'm like trying to look cool, you know, or like I get trying to look sexy. It's awful.
Oh, like 2000s you.
Yeah. Like early 2000s where I'd go to these, you know, I had whatever. And a woman is in front of the screen of pictures of me, just kind of like dancing to it, like with a drink. And I was waiting for something to happen, you know, and she just kept dancing. And apparently that did really, like a lot of people shared that.
So, why?
I don't know.
I mean, no offense, but why?
Well, I don't know. I guess some. I, and it's
are they making fun of you?
No, I think she liked. I think she thought I was cute.
You were cute.
But then I looked at it. I was looking, and I was like, oh, you know. I remember being that age and thinking like I didn't think I was like attractive or like didn't think I was like cute. You know, like a maybe cute. I don't know. At best, maybe like cute on good days.
Did you watch this on your phone?
I watched it on Miles' phone. He showed
okay,
it to
but
me.
Not on your phone, right?
No, why?
Okay, good.
Well,
well
I don't
get TikTok.
I won't. I wasn't.
It's dangerous.
Because I think it's like a real, it's currency to the younger folk. And so they were all a little like, oh, whoa, cool. But I have zero interest. Less interest now in getting TikTok because I am.
Because you don't want the Chinese government to spy on you?
That, and also I don't want to be reminded of how I'm aging because I was like, oh, you know, I was kind of good looking. I didn't realize that I was like good looking. Now I, you know, those days are gone. So but it's probably better.
Yeah, but
that
but you know, there are still a lot to look forward to. There's a lot of things
sure.
to look forward to in life, namely this podcast.
Oh, yes. Yeah, here we go. I can't wait.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream.
You're listening to Life is Short. I am your long-winded host, Justin Long.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Doo-doo-doo-doo-shaboom.
And with me, as always, is my co-host and brother, Christian, who's keeping me on track, keeping me efficient.
I just don't want you to get hung up on your looks too much. And I don't want you to be spied on by the Chinese government. And, you know, I am looking out for you.
That's, I appreciate it. I appreciate it because it's also like, it's not a great way to start a podcast talking about yourself and how you look and who cares. But it was kind of like when I met Megan Thee Stallion. I had a moment of like, oh, it feels good to be embraced by the younger people. I was very flattered. So if there are any TikTokers listening, thank you for liking my TikTok.
I can't believe this is a thing that has any currency in the world. It is so strange to me.
Well,
but
not to me.
Congratulations!
I like it. Yeah, thank you. I made it.
It's anyway. Like decades of hard work in the industry and like auditioning and you know early mornings.
Funny.
And now someone is dancing in front of pictures of you, and now you've finally made it.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that wild? Where things have gone. But hey, I'll take it where I can get it because maybe it'll lead to another fun acting job like Goosebumps has been. And why were we talking about TikTok?
Because we have a guest today. I imagine it ties into him somehow.
Yes. Okay. So So I appreciate, and I also appreciate Miles sharing that with me because I would never have known it. But how would that affect me? How would that change me? Maybe my ego, maybe it would have been better that I didn't know about it because maybe it's only done some damage to me that I now am a little slightly more arrogant or full of myself. I'm talking about it on a podcast to people who probably don't care. It's been so fun working, and we're finishing up on Goosebumps. So I just want to say a huge thanks to everyone that I've been working with, anyone who's listening. A guy named Steve Ellis. Steve, I had just met him. He's a transpo guy and loves the podcast. And so I love meeting people like that who are, you wouldn't think.
You love meeting people who love you.
Yes. And yes. And it's just been such a fun character. I'm playing a, everyone will see in October, but I play a teacher, a man my age, who gets possessed, though, by a teenager. He gets possessed by a teenage boy. And so I've been basically playing a teenager, which has been so fun. And to play somebody possessed and how that affects the body. And speaking of being possessed, I think our guest today is such a brilliant mimic, I think, an actor. I think the way he inhabits the characters that he plays is the closest thing that I've seen to possession, to an actual possession. Our guest today is the brilliant Jay Farro, the comedian, actor, former SNL, the SNL alum, Jay Farro. I remember hearing he was leaving SNL, and that was one of the ones that really surprised me because he was such an asset on that show.
He was a force.
He was. He did everybody, and he does them all so well. He's so committed. And I was excited. I knew him a little bit from, I had met him years ago. And then we did when I was on the show briefly, but then we did a game show together. And he was just such a cool guy. I like being around cool guys.
And now he has a new, speaking of cool guys.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, and now you're a cool guy because you blew up on TikTok.
We've already established that you're a cool guy, but you've always been a cool guy in my book. But Jay Farro has a new movie coming out March 31st, only in theaters, called...
That's not what it's called.
No.
It'd be funny to name a movie that.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Or direct to video.
Yeah.
But okay. I guess that wouldn't
apply anymore.
That reference would be funny in the 90s.
Yeah, it shows your age. It shows that you're not on TikTok.
He's got a new movie called Spinning Gold. And so everyone check that out if you want to go to a theater to check it out on March 31st. But let's get into it. What do you think?
I think so. I think that was a thing I established. Yes, so we covered that I'm cool on TikTok. What else? Yeah.
And you're playing... Oh, and if you guys would like to check out Justin playing a teenager in another project, look up The Real Stephen Blatt. You can watch it on Funny or Die, but it's on YouTube. And that's another great project where Justin plays a teenager very convincingly.
Yes, it reminded me a lot, actually, of that, of doing that. I was glad to have done that. It gave me a little preparation.
And, but we're not here to promote ourselves.
No.
We are here to promote our guest, our great guest. So let's hear from him.
Jay Farro, here he is.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Do, 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 shaboom.
For all the shorties that want voluminous, fanned-out lashes... Ooh. This ad is for you. The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume. Their tapered brush catches every single lash, even those pesky corner lashes. You know who you are, corner lashes. With the Panorama Mascara, you'll easily achieve that effortless, false lashes look. It's one of Christian's favorite looks. Plus, it lasts up to 24 hours and is clump and flake resistant. And just when you thought it couldn't get better... It does. The Panorama Mascara is a lot more affordable than other luxe mascaras. And honestly, it probably does a better job. It's affordable, but it's deceptive because it comes in a premium gold luxe packaging. So if you want a mascara that can do it all, volumize, lengthen, and stay put all day, you can buy the Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom and up and we'll meet again.
I don't want to do any impressions, Jay, if you don't mind. I'd like to stay away from the impressions.
I'm
about to say, I'm mad at me.
I actually am fascinated by how you do these. You're, to me, one of the greatest ever. You're brilliant. So I'm so curious where these voices came from. But just to begin with, at what point did you realize you had that aptitude? When did you know you had that gift? Was it doing impressions of teachers or relatives?
Yeah, but it was at, I was 6 years old when I found out. Girl at the time I was dating, she told me that I was good at it.
Was it to make a girl laugh?
Yeah, I was just playing around with it. Playing around with it. Sounds so weird with just audio. I was just playing around with the voice and, you know, I ended up nailing it because I used to watch, you know, a lot of Disney films or whatever. You know, my parents would definitely allow me to watch those.
Yeah.
So it was Aladdin, and you know, I also picked up, you know, Robin Williams became my favorite person in the world from that. So it was, he was, it's just the way that he, all of his characters had vulnerability. Even when he did the genie had vulnerability because you could hear it. Like when the part of the movie, I think when Aladdin, something happened, he hurt his feelings really bad or whatever. And he turned around, he was like, ow, that really hurt. Like, it just, I was like, oh, you felt it. He's really good.
Good point, Jay. My brother and I love talking about Mrs. Doubtfire because that character does such like shitty things that Mrs. Doubtfire should not be somebody you root for. Pierce Brosnan is such a sweetheart in that. He's so good with the kids. He's like, a good partner. And she fucking throws fruit at him and she's like, oh, it was a drive by fruit. It's like,
you didn't see it, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, God, two men come out of the, oh, I'm sorry, dear.
Can't do it. I can't. That's fucking, remember it.
No. That's, do you remember getting the laugh and synthesizing, oh, this is from that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I remember. I was at La Petite on the Jungle Gym. And we were playing X and O's, like they had the X's and the O's and you flip them over. It was a real fun game. Me and Sarah were up there. The rest of the kids were playing downstairs. We was up there talking, everything. We were just talking. Uh-huh. And and she was like, and I started doing it. She was like, oh, wow, you do a really good yoga. And I was like, oh, thank you. And I was like, I'm molting, Jafar. That's ridiculous. Like, it's now I have puberty that has happened, so it's probably not as spot on as when I was six.
Yeah, puberty probably ruined a bunch of your impressions.
Oh, my gosh, man. But it did help a few of them, too. I'll tell you right now. Sure. I would say Denzel. Oh, yeah. When puberty broke, and I was a late bloomer. So, like, I think I grew 3 more inches after I graduated.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah.
How quickly did you find like your comfort level matched the guys? Were they just guys that you loved watching?
I mean, yeah, I had always, of course you always watch Denzel Washington videos and his interviews and everything. But it was when Training Day came out and there was this cat, I got to give a shout out to this cat named Reggie Reg. He was doing Denzel and it was like spot on. And I was like, that's the bar right there. Like, I got to try to go above and beyond or whatever. So I recklessly just just so many hours of just studying and just sitting down and listening to his voice over and over again and watching his little tics and mannerisms, even like with the slightest, even with the thing he does with the, even with the lips, yes, you know, changing with the lips.
Hmm? Yes, yes. Oh my God. I wish it were a visual thing. This weren't just audio. Jay just did.
Yeah, it's the lips. It's turning it on. It's turning it off. It's all about controlling the character. Being uninformed, being misinformed. It's the same thing. It's the same difference. Ain't no difference.
In your gestures.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Because he throws that finger on it.
Yes.
He throws those two fingers.
Yes, two fingers. Yes. It's like he's slapping. Those kids used to slap their I mean, they chewing gum or chewing tobacco and slap you. It's kind of like, yes, that's it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How do you?
I could never do it. They would.
I did it a couple of times. Look at that. Oh, yeah, guns coming out. Look at that. Shit. They can't even see it.
I know. What a waste. That people have to hear about how impressive your guns are. They can't see them. Take it from me, everyone. They're pretty chiseled.
And this part of the show is called narcissism.
No, that's most of the show. Yeah. So back to you.
Yeah.
When you do Denzel, do you need to like ground yourself in the Denzel with a word or with a look?
The face. The face is the first thing I do. Even before, like when I do it on stage, even before I talk, like I'm in character. I turn around for .3 seconds. My face, like literally, I turn around. I'm just like, I'm in it.
God, yeah, you really inhabit. Jesus.
I guess at this point, it's more like possession, I think.
Yeah, that's like, what it feels like. It looks real like talk. That.
And, you know, I know a lot of people back in the day used to do impressions, but, you know, like taking them to that surreal level. Like, dude, if anything, I'm an actor first. You know what I mean? I did theater when I was a kid. So, you know, I was already comfortable with the stage. So inhabiting the body, inhabiting somebody else's cerebral, man, it's not really hard, man. What did Robert Downey Jr. say in Tropic Thunder, man? Look, man, I don't break character to a DVD commentary.
Oh, my God. That's great. That's I wonder if anyone's done that, an impression of Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, it's even like really, what's even weirder is just his regular voice just appear just in the total atmosphere ethos of, Iron Man, you know, just Tony Stark, just the guy who just saved Marvel. And most of the time, I am the guy who does that and people just follow my path.
Holy shit, Jay. That's wild. I was just listening to him the other day talking about that.
You know what? Another one is just like one of those guys. I'm not really good at this one, but Ryan Reynolds is a guy you want to do. Just add him to your cerebral. It's just that thing. He's just got that thing where
now I'm going back into Robert Downey Jr.
Oh my God. No, that's so good. No. You had him. And I think you're right. To do that properly, to do that effectively, you have to really commit entirely. It is kind of like a possession.
It definitely is a possession of the character. Hello, Murray.
That's one of the secret gems right there. Me doing Joaquin Phoenix's Joker.
You know what it's like out there, Murray? People are just angry. Nobody's civilized. Nobody knows what it's like to be the little guy. You think guys like Thomas Wayne care about people like me? They don't. They think we'll just sit there, that we won't werewolf and go wild.
He's like, well, you have something to say.
He said, yes. He said, you're terrible, Murray.
God.
Yeah. I've watched that movie so many times.
I was going to say, have you seen that movie? You should watch it if you haven't.
That one? I would say that one. And also The Dark Knight, religiously watched that film.
Really?
I religiously watched it. You know? He's one of those guys where I don't have to practice. I can just jump into it. But with people who are new, like Ryan Reynolds, I've got to make sure I'm in the, you know, vicinity, you know?
Oh, my God, Jay. Jesus. There's going to be a lot of that, by the way. Just, you know, my role in this exchange is going to be a lot of, oh, my God, because I'm that's crazy. That's stunning. Who were the first ones you were doing when you went on stage at 15? Who were you most confident about?
Bernie Mac, Bill Clinton, the Crocodile Hunt, Steve Irwin. I was doing, and Cat Williams. And I would do also Ricky Smiley's prank call character. So like Buford from Alabaster. I'd do that. I'd do freaking, I would do Bernice Jenkins, the lady, old lady he would do. I would do Chris Tucker. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was those, you know, Chris Tucker, you know, before they drop, you can do Chris Tucker. I could do him now, but that wasn't one that puberty affected, you know, because he.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty high.
He got that high pitched. He got that Catholic schoolgirl sound and voice. You know what I mean?
What's up, man? Hey, girl.
You know, it's the same thing.
Oh, my God.
What's up, man? What's up, man? It's Chris Tucker, man. Hey, y'all want to see me and Jay do a movie? All right, man. That's cool, man. What's up, baby?
Yeah. He does that scratchy joint. I love that, too.
Yes, Jesus. That's so good. Do people respond? I mean, they must have gone crazy. They see, like, a teenage kid doing these voices in such a, like, such a professional way.
When I would hit the Bernie Mac one, man, they would just everybody would lose it. And that's the one that that's the one of my uncles and my family knew about me doing voices before my parents did.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because I feel like I was more shy around my immediate family than I was around my cousins and everybody.
That makes sense.
And both of my parents were hardworking folks. Like, they both had jobs and stuff. So, you know, me and my sister, they drop us off at daycare center and all that. I'd be the one kid who would be getting picked up late from daycare. The monitor had to stay with me. You know what I mean? Because my people were still on colored people time.
Yeah. yeah. What did they do, Jay? What were they doing?
They both worked for the government.
You can't talk about it. They're CIA. Clearly, they're in the
oh,
CIA.
My gosh. I mean, I still don't know what they do to this day. I just... Oh,
for real?
I know my mother, she would check Navy systems that were coming in, like different intel and all this different type. She was... Yeah, they own some stuff, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she would tell me crazy things about devices and homes. She would tell me how certain devices can listen to you. They, like, your flat screen television, like, it's plugged into the wall. If it's plugged into the wall, they can tune in at any point and watch you. Like,
oh, and now they've caught them doing that. I mean, they now know. Oh my God. So are you, and I mean, has it caused you to be more wary of tech and smart devices and stuff?
What's good, I got good stuff under the hood. So I mean, if this any of this stuff get out, it's a compliment.
Okay. Okay.
I'll be like, I'll be walking. Yeah, I purposely have everything plugged in. In my purpose. I want everybody to see it.
Windows open.
Windows, just
glass
windows.
Walls.
Oh, you should see me pick up my mail. Dude, picking up my mail. Oh, man. It's just like a Zoom meeting. No pants. just totally rock on modern life. Just half. Nothing down there. I don't need it, you know.
But. Yeah, well, I mean, if you got it flaunted, why not?
Got a nice, you know, nice butt. I've heard it. I've heard this. They
I've heard
told
this too.
Me.
I read this about you. I wanted to talk about your butt and your dick. I didn't know how to bring it up.
I mean, shoot, you know, hey, you all didn't ask for Chris Brown's either. He gave it to you. I'm the same way. We're both from Virginia.
Yes. I saw Chris Brown the other day and I got a little, I've never been that close to somebody who did something, who I knew did something that I'm sure I've been close to people who've done off, you know.
You're in Hollywood, Justin. You've been around.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's true. This woman I'm working with, she said, yeah, but look what would she say? Blueface. Is there Blueface? Did?
Yeah, Blueface and Christian Rock.
That's Christian. What
she was, yeah.
She told me, and Lil Baby is now in the mix. She told me about all this drama I didn't know.
There's a lot of, there's a lot of beef going on
in the
community, in the culture right now, as I like to say it.
It's a lot to unpack. But what I noticed about Blueface, because I had never seen him before, was first of all, he's handsome. He's a handsome guy, but he's very tall. But he's got face tattoos. Among them, do you know what I'm going to say? He's got like a little tattoo of drool.
What? Really? Is it drool or was that just a teardrop that was supposed to? Is it just not a teardrop?
It looked like drool. It looked like cartoon.
Where the hell is it? Okay, right there. Okay, he does have that. Yeah. We don't kill. I don't shoot gangsters, but I kiss them. I'm drooling. Like, what does that mean?
Well, maybe that's how tough he is. Is that, I don't know. I'm always so embarrassed of drool. If I'm drooling at night, I want to get it off. But he.
Shoot him. We spit on him. Because you a bitch, man. You a bitch.
I imagine that's exactly how Blueface sounds.
That's how it sounds to me. You should, man, if you heard my Lorne Michaels in my head, you'd be like,
oh,
wow.
My God. How does Lorne sound to you?
To me? Oh, it sounds like this. We can't have a 6'2" black man playing no kid now, can we? We can't have that. It's SNL, motherfucker. That's how Lorne.
Yeah, that's my Lorne head. And Bubba Smith. They're interchangeable.
yeah, motherfucker. We can't have him play no. We can't have him play no kid. All I'm doing this is to introduce my little Stanley character, which I wanted to play on SNL, and I never got a chance to. Never got to do it. Lord sometimes doesn't want certain people to play kids. I mean, I think I was one of them.
Huh.
Can't have a 6'2". He's 6'2". It'd be different if he was 5'8" or 5'7". He's 6'2". Who gonna believe that? Who gonna believe that? What happened, baby? I'm finna what if Lord?
That's so crazy.
What's happening, baby? Shit, ain't nobody getting shit on this week.
Have you done that for Eddie Murphy? Have you crossed? I'm sure you've crossed paths with Eddie.
Yeah, of course, man. But it's so funny because I don't know if Eddie. I don't know if he's seen me do just him just chilling. I know he's seen me do him in character, but I don't know if he's ever seen me just. I don't know if Eddie Murphy has ever seen me just do Eddie Murphy just chilling and wow. just laying back and absorbing the environment and having children. And, you know, just smashing whoever he wants to smash. I don't think he's seen this version.
That's wild. That was kind of more him and you people. He played a very...
Yes.
He was a little less...
What's that? What's that word? No, that's not it. That's not the word.
What's the word I'm looking for, Eddie? Not muted, because he was good.
You know what part I'm doing in the movie? You know what
yes,
part I'm doing?
Yes, where they're trying to figure out the lyrics. That's a great funny scene. Yes. Yeah. What's that word?
What's that word?
People.
People, yeah. It's nice. It's something.
That's fucking great.
So I hope to be able to one day. I would love to play Eddie Murphy in a biopic.
My God! You look so much like him. Your stand up is like you have the same kind of ferocity he had, like the commitment he has. It should happen.
Listen. If it doesn't happen in this time, and that's cool. If it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But his brother Charlie Murphy, who was my uncle, that was my uncle. He found me, and thanks to Freeze Love, because Freeze Love used to go on a road with him back in the day. But Freeze came in November to the Funny Bone in 2006, and he saw me, and he said, "I'm gonna introduce you to Charlie Murphy." And I thought he was BSing at first. I was like, "Man, does he really know him?" But he showed up, and I did my set, and at 19 February 2007. Charlie Murphy started taking me on a road with him. And the first place that he took me to was Caroline's on Broadway. And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget doing three shows on Saturday. That's when Chappelle's show was like hot. You know what I mean? It had just come out. Like everybody was on it.
And Charlie did that great Rick James.
Yeah. Charlie did the Rick James shit, man. Oh, yeah. That story. Yeah, sometimes you just got to kick a nigga in his chest, man. Sometimes you got to do that, man. You just got to kick. I mean, of course, Justin, you ain't going to kick an N-word. You going to kick an N-word in the chest.
No, I can't even. Kick.
Yeah. No, you don't even formulate your lips.
No, I won't even. Like
you know what? I like you, man. Because usually, man, you know, a lot of people like Quentin Tarantino, they get really bold with using the word around other black people, man.
It's one of the many things I don't have in common with Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's ridiculous, man. You think, if it took Papa John's a year, 8 months to get that word out of his vocabulary, it'd probably take Quentin Tarantino 75 years, man.
Yes. Yeah. It'd be another lifetime. That's amazing. The eyes, you got the eyes too. He had those kind of unhinged,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
And then Eddie's a like fast moving, and he'll do that too. But his are more really fast. He moves them really fast. Charlie's just.
I have a request for you to do, if you could, do Eddie in Bowfinger when Eddie was playing Kit and the brother, because that's one of my favorite Eddie Murphy.
Awesome! It's awesome. I don't. Maybe like. I don't know.
I was hoping to get a job at getting a coffee order. Yes. I love that character, that turn.
All right, now let me ask you this. That was one of his best movies, I would say. Bowfinger was one of his best movies. But as far as Eddie Murphy getting lost in character, which movie do you think he did that the best in? Because I would have to say it is between Coming to America and Nutty Professor.
It's hard to only because there were so many different ones in Nutty Professor. And and to your point about Robin Williams, he had such heart as that professor, you know, when he was the kind of
same
nerdy
thing. Yep. Yeah. And when you felt when it was when Chappelle was in the comedy club and he was ripping into him, you felt so bad for him.
Yes.
Because he was out there just trying to have a good time. Like
he's so vulnerable.
Yes. Yes. It's
it's amazing performance because he's wearing all that. And right. You know, being on SNL, that can limit you wearing all that shit and the prosthetics. Yeah.
But it's all just, it's the eyes.
Yes.
In the eye. And then the mouth. It's all in the eyes and the mouth. Because yes. You can read emotion the quickest by looking at the way that they're pursing their lips, uh-huh. And looking at the way that they're looking at you.
That's interesting.
Whatever their eyes are doing, you can read how they're feeling.
I've had the experience where I was working with Matt Dillon. I had been doing it for the crew, you know, making people laugh or whatever.
And you sound very similar. Like I'm here, like when I'm listening to your voice and I'm like, oh, he does have you have a bit of his voice already imprinted. So go ahead,
thanks,
please.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little bit like that, man. Matt was like that. Hey, listen, man. You know, like
Matt. So that's a word from Matt. I use his man to get.
Hey, listen, man.
Matt was in the middle of it was when that movie Team America came out, and he was like,
uh-huh.
You know about this movie, kid? It's too soon, man. We got people dying over there, man. It's too soon.
I'm sorry, Justin. I have to interrupt you.
No.
I have to interrupt you because I mistook the character you were talking about. I mistook the celebrity. You said Matt Dillon. I thought my mind went to Matt Damon.
Oh, that makes sense.
But your natural voice already kind of sounds like his. I'm just letting you know.
I'm flattered. He would be maybe insulted.
But he would love it. He loves it. He loves impressions.
He does. Loves impressions. He's fucking great at he does the best McConaughey.
Does the best McConaughey. He showed me doing Denzel to Steven Soderbergh. That's how I got insane. Because he saw
no
me back
kidding.
In the day. Yeah, yeah. Because he wanted. He was like, well, that's. He was like, well, that's good. He said he's got a dramatic. He said he's got a dramatic character in there. We're gonna pull that out. That's what. Soderbergh's.
Oh man.
Yeah. Real talk.
Wait, what movie was this?
This was when they were doing. I think when they were doing Oceans. I think they were doing Oceans 11 at the time.
But what are you doing with Soderbergh?
Oh, I did Unsane with him. This movie, this thriller. It's called Unsane with Claire Foy and Juno Temple. And
oh shit, Joshua. Jay, that's awesome.
Yeah, Leonard.
Oh, in there. Fuck yeah. Okay, well that makes sense. I mean, I know what it requires to do these impressions. People think, oh, impressions are like it's like a parlor trick. It's like a thing that you impress people with at a cocktail party. But yours are so fucking good. It, like you said, it requires. Like any other character, like real commitment, it requires acting.
And I have to give you your props because that Matt Dillon was 100% spot on.
Oh, well, thanks, man. Well, when I was doing it, somebody came out and said, one of the makeup ladies said, Jess, you know, we need you in the trailer. And I said, oh, okay. And Matt was like, oh, I'll talk to you later. And she said, she stopped and she goes, oh, by the way, Matt, have you seen Justin do you? Have you seen the impression? And you know, my blood ran cold, and I was like, I didn't know well enough to. And he's, we've since become friendly, but he goes, oh yeah, what's this? You do me? What do you mean? You do an impression? Yeah. But I remember Bill Hader told me such. Oh fuck it, it's one of my favorite stories.
Before I got a story like that. I got a story just like you.
Oh yes,
I had a story about that with Jay-Z.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Okay, so. All the crew knew I did Jay-Z. Like, I mean, even Kanye's camp, when he came to the show, they had me do Jay-Z for Kanye. And Kanye had that. I knew Kanye was laughing because when Kanye laughed, he's got that.
Oh my God, Jay-Z. That's like kind of silent, Jay-Z.
So they knew I did Jay. So when Jay came, and I'm one of the biggest Jay-Z fans, man. Like, because I always connect to artists who I feel have brought me out of a tough time of depression or whatever. I've had bouts of it through my whole life, but you know, I always use music to, that's how I kind of get over it. And you know what, anyway, so Jay-Z's 2007 album, even though people hated it, 2006 when he came out with it, late 2006, Kingdom Come brought me out of depression. That's that song that he did with Chris Martin, Beach Chair. Like I listened to that every day to feel better. And it made me feel great. You know what I mean? So always connect to people that bring me out of depression. Just like Kanye West with 808s and Heartbreaks. I was going through a bad breakup in college. I had got catfished by this chick that I was talking to for like 7 months. It was
crazy. Oh my God.
It was crazy. I was sending her stuff, man. I felt like such a dumbass, bro. But I knew something kept telling me that shit wasn't right, whatever. But anyway, But you know what's freaking crazy now? Me and the girl that the girl was impersonating are friends now. We're actually friends. Like, she's come out to the show and found out that her mom is from my area. Her mom is from Norfolk. That shit's crazy.
So there was a specific person she was impersonating.
Yeah, but the person she was impersonating was in this was in California, dude. I was talking to this girl for 7 months. Dude, I'm talking about, I had we fell asleep on the phone. We did all type, fell asleep on the phone with her. I would cook, she would be on the phone, anniversary dinners, all types of shit. That really took a toll on me, like, for years. It was it messed me up because I wanted to meet the person. But luckily now that me and, like I said, me and the girl are friends, we're cool. And I know I've met her family. I've met a boyfriend. I've met everybody. So now they come out to the shows. We chill. We hang out. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. That's what a great ending.
I got asked to host Catfish. I was like, no, making money from my story and won't even give me any of the proceeds. That's how I feel about X-Men. I'm an actual X-Men. I have 6 fingers on both my hands. I got extra bones in my mouth.
I don't want to disrespect your mutant abilities, but it's not quite as cool.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
I don't know if they're going to want you in their on their A team. That's how Marvel's going to me, by the way. Marvel is getting so thin for character. They're stretching so far into their catalog
that they got to go into the yeah.
The six fingered, you know, Mr. Six Fingers.
Just the regular mute. The dude with a twin on his neck.
It's not even a superpower.
That's so funny, bro. That's it's a funny sketch, deformity. Though. Yo, yeah, like, yeah, yeah. I mean, it doesn't really do anything. Like, yeah. I mean, can you type fast? What can you do? Can you play guitar? What can you do?
That head just kind of, it's a vestigial head. It doesn't even.
That's how it looks. It's just on the neck. Maybe it blinks sometimes. Yes. If it blinks. I can make it blink.
All right. I guess that's cool.
Wouldn't that be funny though? Would that the real,
just like
X-Men.
The boring mutants?
Just the boring mutants, the people with real fucking the real mutations.
I'm hairy all over my face, except I can't grow any. I have no follicles in my mustache.
Somebody has a tail. Somebody has to have a nub.
Yeah, but just like a tiny little nub.
Yeah, little nub. Just, it wiggles like a pug, like a pug tail.
Yeah. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Do 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 shaboom.
As a podcast listener, I'm sure you know that audio piques the imagination, like especially this show. So if you really want to feel like you're in the story, check out Audible's collection of brand new exclusive thrillers.
Their titles feature captivating sound design, eerie soundscapes, and dynamic performances. So you'll be kept on the edge of your seat.
Here's an interesting psychological thriller that is out right now. It's an Audible original. It's called Oracle. It follows an FBI psychic who can help solve missing person cases when he touches those close to the victims. But of course, it comes at a cost. He'll see the horrific moments before the victims disappeared.
Shorties, I just got chills. You have to listen along with me. You don't have to.
No.
But I think you should.
Yeah, it'd be fun. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/long or text long to 500-500. That's audible.com/long or text long to 500-500.
Hiring? Well, with Indeed, your search is over. Because you can get rid of the search and just match. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. That's because Indeed leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. It's constantly learning from your preferences. Basically, the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/long. Just go to Indeed.com/long right now and support the show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/long. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and up and we'll meet again.
When you do it for Kanye, does he ask you to do, does he say, Matt, do me?
No, he didn't. No, I didn't. And at the time, I didn't even really have a Kanye impression until I got on SNL. I wasn't doing Kanye before I got up there. And then when I got on, I was just like, maybe I need to try Kanye. And I just started, you know, messing with it. Mm-hmm. And then here's the thing, bro. Like, you know, like, it's just,
it's like so funny because like every time that I do get a platform, it's like I say the wrong thing and people get mad and then I lose millions of dollars, bro. Like I'm tired of losing money, fam. Like,
well, Kanye, maybe just maybe keep your mind, maybe take some time off.
You know, like, but I can't, bro. I can't take time off. Because if I did take time off, then somebody's going to try to like slip into my position with the coalition and the prohibition and on a mission. And you know, they missing and you know, they listen. And Adidas took me out for audition. I had a mind instead and I took audition. I got all of the stands. Now they coming back on me. Yeah. Macaroni. He'll just, you know.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. I'm just marveling. That's brilliant.
So back to the story. All right. Yeah, so
sorry.
So cut to 2 years later, suit and tie is hot. Justin Timberlake and him, they did the whole shaboozy. That song is it's playing. Me and my ex were listening to it. She was loving it. She was there that night when he was there. I did not see Jay-Z at first. Uh-huh. I didn't see him. I felt him. I felt Jay-Z. I'm so sick. Yo, I kid you not. I kid you not. There are some people. I believe it.
His energy precedes
yeah,
him.
Yeah. There are some people when they come in a room, yeah. You don't even know that they're there. You feel them. You're like, whoa, wait a minute. Something happened.
Yeah. He's one of them. The molecule shifted.
It shifted. Yeah. I see him. He goes out on this because I already saw Timberlake. Timberlake was, and shout out to Justin Timberlake. He's always had nothing but positive things to say about me. I love Justin Timberlake. I think he's amazing. So back to, that was a Stephen A. Smith aside. I love Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake's one of my best friends ever. Me and him, we eat gorgonzola beans all the time. And also we get colonics together. That's what happens. Okay. So
that's so good.
So Justin Timberlake is on stage and he's
long as I got my suit and tie, I'm gonna keep mine.
Oh, he does his thing.
I'm gonna show you no good thing.
And I was like, where's Jay-Z? Because I felt him. Yeah. As soon as I said, where's Jay-Z? Bam. I see him get on the stage here all night at the light show. Yeah, you ain't got to, you go to the sun. You just gain the sun. I'll show you how to do this, son. So he does this whole thing.
Oh, my God.
He kills it. I remember I was there with my ex. She turned around and then she was there. We were dancing and we gave it a little kiss. And it's always cool to kiss your girl in front of you. Like, yeah, this is mine. I know she's mad, right? You can't have it. That's mine right here. Because I don't share like this new generation. They be sharing their girlfriends and stuff. I don't do that. Yeah. Okay, I'm possessive.
Yeah, and you're saying this all out loud, right?
This is what I'm saying as I'm kissing, as I'm holding her, as I'm kissing her. I'm saying these exact things, right? Mm-hmm. So he performs. I'm like, yo, that was the greatest thing ever. And I don't see him. I don't see him again. I was like, okay, maybe he left or whatever. And we got to do good nights, you know, right before we go out and before we get on stage and we say good night to America. Whether or not you had any sketches on or not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm under the bleachers and Jay-Z's people are there. I see a couple of his guys. And I know a few of the folks from the crew and everything. Everybody's really cool. Mm-hmm. And
had you met them that week while he was like set to be the musical guest?
Yeah. I had met them. Well, I had met some of them. Some of them came back. Some of them were with Kanye. That show. You know what I mean? I guess similar people, I mean, they'll have similar folks play for the bands. Or whatever. I mean, same shit. It's all good. Yeah. This is before I think they were beefing. If they ever did have any beef or whatever. But anyway.
Yeah.
So the crew is there and I'm giving them daps and all that. And one dude was like, yo, do the Jay-Z. I turned. I was like, yeah, I'm about to. And I look and Jay-Z is right there. And I was like, oh, shit. He was like, no, do the Jay-Z for Jay-Z. I was like, I don't know if we should. And Jigga was like, would you? And I was like, yeah, well, you know, it's real crazy that, you know, you were asking me to do this, you know, right now because, you know, I really look up to you, but yeah, you know, we the same height. You didn't know that, did you? Yeah. I walk on the stage.
Does he start laughing?
He was shocked. His face was shocked.
I didn't sound like that.
Yeah, no. But it was almost as if, because I've heard people say this, I've heard people say that Jay-Z says that my impression of him is like pitch Yeah. Pitch everything perfect.
Oh he my God.
He has said that to there have been people that have come up to me from the cruise and have said he says that it's perfect. He likes your impression.
That's wild.
Because it's perfect. So
that's insane.
If anybody says anything out there, if anybody would say that, oh well, it's not good, whatever.
Yeah.
The dude who has the voice said it was the best. It's happened on several occasions. That's okay.
Crazy. That, but it's not crazy. It's not surprise. But just that you were able to get that verification.
Yeah.
I mean, that's to get it from the source.
And we get on the stage because, you know, we still got to do good nights. Walk up there. He comes up to me. It sounded like he said, yo, that was perfect timing. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. And now every time he sees me, he says, yo, what up, fake Jay-Z? Yeah, you the fake one. Yeah. The one who's not a billionaire. Yeah.
I want to hear, do you do Charles Barkley?
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. Why would you ask me to do Charles Barkley? Now, what I love doing is I love doing what they call Subway commercial. That's all I get my money from is Subway commercial. And I'm actually about to have me a job on politics on CNN. Because I'll never see an end. I'm Charles Barkley.
God. Oh, my God. I want to talk to Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning and Charles were to talk.
Hey, Peyton, how you doing, man?
Well, I'm good. It's just been, I'm trying to figure things out with my brother.
Oh, mine is
look, not. Look, why you sound like you had a mouthful of peanut butter?
That's so good. That's crazy. That's fucking crazy. What about Shaq? Now I want to hear Shaq.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. We can do Shaq back and forth. We can talk Ernie, Dougie, everyone. Everybody think I'm cross. I'm cock-eyed. I'm not cock-eyed. Shaq, I'm never cock-eyed. I've never been cock-eyed. I don't know what people are talking about when they say I'm cock-eyed.
Have people ever been offended when you've done them for them?
People, the only person ever been offended. There have been a couple of people been offended, but I think the person that really was offended was Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp didn't like it. He didn't like it.
Oh, really?
But the problem was when I first started doing Shannon.
I did Santa Salt. I took a Santa Salt fourth. I used to take Santa Salt forth, and I used to just do all this, and then I used to beat and do all this here. And I never used to take Shannon Sharp's voice really seriously until about a couple of years ago. Now, I found just like this. And I'll say things like, Skip, that man needed money, Skip.
Well, I wish I could do Skip Bayless now.
You can. It's right there. I heard you.
I have to listen to him. And is it higher?
It's kind of.
Oh God! You know what? No,
you gotta listen.
I'll get it down. That'll be.
Yeah.
We should.
Oh,
now I
want to
do
it.
We'll take it on the road.
If we did Undisputed. Jeez.
Oh shit! I would love that. Wait.
That would be fire.
I'm gonna work on it.
Skip. You need to look. Skip. I'm gonna say one thing, Skip. Now, when I went on Shannon Sharpe's show and I did this impression, it was spot on. And he said, "Why would you mess with me at first?" Now, I did not like it at first. I didn't think you could do it at first. But at first, I was just focusing on the list. Uh-huh. I wasn't focusing on the boys. Uh-huh. And then now, I focus on the boys, and it sounds just like them. If him and Herschel Walker went on a tour, a book tour, you wouldn't be able to understand shit that be said. Herschel Walker would be talking about there is a raccoon out there, and that a raccoon I just saw him, and that raccoon had a little bit to eat, and the raccoon.
Herschel, are you saying this to distract from your stance on abortion and the fact that you were
because babies. Babies need to breathe, and if a baby breathes, then the baby has life, and right. If a baby has life, then I've done my job, and it goes back to Shannon Sharpe.
That's wild. That's insane.
Yeah,
that's incredible. I'm gonna
absolutely, absolutely. You need to, Justin. You have to. You absolutely have to. Just the biggest thing. The theme music is the best theme music ever created. Justin Long. I've been watching you. Very nice guy. Very nice guy. This guy is very nice, very talented guy. I just phenomenal talent, phenomenal talent. I saw Justin Long. I saw Justin Long years ago in a movie. It was a great movie. The movie was absolutely insane. He was phenomenal in it. I said, that guy's going to be a star. And look at him. Look at him. Come on. Look at him. He's a star. Totally a star. Look at him. He's just, look at him. He's Justin. He's a star.
That's crazy, Jay. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Were you able to do that with, I mean, it's too much. It's like you're.
The one person I didn't do it near was Biden. I didn't do Biden near Biden.
But
Biden has this thing. America, everybody needs to get vaccinated. If you get vaccinated, we'll have something called herd immunity.
Herb immunity. Herb
immunity.
Yeah. God, that's good. That's incredible. Are there people you can't do? I mean, like, I don't mean that hyperbolically. Like, are there people that you've tried and can't land on?
People that I'm generally not fans of, I can't really do.
Except for Obama, of course. I know you don't respect Obama.
I definitely do respect Obama. And when I am talking like Obama, I've worked on this impression for years. I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Years.
Yeah, you had SNL, right?
I mean, on SNL. But, you know, I still do it on stage. And yeah, I've got to say, the difference between that show and the stage is I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
And when you do get to say whatever the fuck you want, usually, well, for me, at least, it comes off a little bit better.
Yeah, it must be a real release, Mr. Obama, Mr. President, to be able to speak freely.
Oh, yeah, just because, I mean, if they would have took my thoughts and had them in little bubbles, I was saying some shit.
I bet. You know, I bet.
I was saying a lot because, I mean, I tried to pass so much I tried to get done, but they just wouldn't get off my ass.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed toward the end of your second term, you started to get a little bit more free with that stuff. You were a little bit
absolutely, because I didn't give a damn. I started letting the filter off, and I didn't give two fucks. Yeah. I said, listen, you all can kiss my ass. All right. I mean, look at my hair. It's not even the same color.
Yeah.
It's totally, it looks like Cisco. Looks like I'm about to sing the thong song up here. Let me see that thong. I can sing too.
Okay. Well, so you just answered my next question, which was, can I hear Obama sing the thong song? Cross that off. Spinning Gold. It's coming out March 31st. You play Casablanca. He's a record label executive, co-founder, but he's
Cecil
a real
Holmes,
person.
Yes, sir. Cecil Holmes.
Cecil Holmes.
Neil Bogart's right-hand man. Second in command. Anything that Neil Bogart wanted, this guy was always 100% back. He had his back. And that's...
Well, this is ignorant of me, Jay, but is he still alive? I mean, were you able
to... He's still alive. There was no Cecil Holmes interviews or anything like that.
Oh, really?
So it's not like there's no footage of Cecil Holmes of talking or anything like that. So for me to get that character, when I talked to Tim told me that he said, whatever this guy, whatever Neil, whatever my dad needed, said Cecil was right there with him.
Huh.
So he was right there with him until the record company almost went bankrupt. And that's the first time that he like stood up to him, was like, yo, I can't do this. Huh. And if you've seen the movie, it's that scene that me and Neil have, Cecil and Neil have, it's a brilliantly executed scene. I will say that.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Do, 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 shaboom.
Want to hear a really satisfying sound? Here it is. That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations.
With Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by over 200 language experts, you can start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. I've been loving learning Spanish because I love traveling to Spanish-speaking countries, and I just want to be better at communicating with the people. I love the people there, and I want to be able to get to know them better. I also love the food, so I'd like to be better at ordering food so I don't order the wrong thing. They teach you very practical, real-world language skills. And here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/long. Get 55% off at babbel.com/long, spelled B-A-B-B-E-L.com/long. Rules and restrictions may apply. If you run an e-commerce business, you know the amount of work it takes to produce something great.
So if you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs, ShipStation is the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates wherever you sell online.
ShipStation's simple dashboard makes managing orders, smooth label printing, reporting, and customer service unbelievably easy.
With shipping configurations automatically applied, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online.
Plus, save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation.
ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth.
Go to ShipStation.com and use code LONG to sign up for your free 60-day trial.
That's ShipStation.com, code LONG.
Hello, hello again, Shaboom, and up we'll meet again.
We have a lightning round, if you'll indulge.
Okay. Okay.
If that's cool. I know we're out of time, but this will be quick.
Okay, cool. All right. What is it?
Okay, Jay Farrow, what is your go-to emoji? You use emojis.
Oh, shit. Most of the time, mine is either the fire emoji. Mine's the fire emoji. That's my go-to. The muscle. He's showing the brown muscle
again. To which I would say that bicep is, and then fire emoji. Yeah. It's really impressive. Do you work out a lot?
I do now. I'm trying to, I got to make the world better one whop at a time, Justin.
Yeah.
One whop at a time. And no, I'm really trying to get into like the Marvel or the DC cinematic universe. I've been talking about it for years, but.
Oh my God, you'd be perfect.
I would love to. That is my goal. That is where I've been trying to go. I would love to do that.
Yeah. Oh, we're putting it out there. You're such a good actor, but you're also your physique. You got it all.
I'm just saying. I mean, I feel. Thank you, Justin.
Has there been talk of that?
The closest I got to it was talking to the folks who are doing the Static Shock universe. You know, they're doing a whole spinoff universe there, and I had a character that I was pitching to them. That's kind of like he's kind of like the Riddler.
Like I said, I don't want to labor the point, but I can't wait to see what you do next. First celebrity crush. Who is your first celebrity crush?
My first celebrity crush? Oh, man. Back in the day, it was Whitney Houston.
Oh, yeah.
It was Queen Latifah.
Oh.
It was Queen Latifah. That was my first one. I used to love Queen Latifah. Yeah.
Oh, Yas Queen. Set it off era.
Even before that, when she was just rapping. Uh-huh. Like, when she would come out with the daishiki and all that. She had all of that backwards shit on.
Yeah, yeah.
I would love that shit. I don't know. I thought she was so sexy when I was younger.
She was the queen. What is your least favorite condiment? If it comes on a sandwich, you might have
tomatoes.
To set it back.
I had tomatoes, but that's tomatoes. Not a condiment. That's not a condiment, though, right?
No, but it does come on sandwiches a lot. Yeah, tomato.
Sauce is fine. I just don't like the texture.
I agree. I'm with you.
What
animal would you most want to be reincarnated as?
Oh man, that's easy. A killer whale.
Oh yeah, why is that?
Because I've always had bad dreams about them killing me. So I feel like I'd be like a killer whale vigilante if in my dreams I always get killed. So I'd be like, man, back up. You know what I mean? I just want to like, you know what I mean? I want to be able to like do that to them. Like I want to be able to jump with my little fins and shit.
I wonder if something happened to you in a past life, if you were like a tuna or something that they were.
I don't know, maybe, because I used to have a recurring dream where I would get eaten by killer whales. It wasn't sharks. It was killer whales, bro. I was terrified. But I had a Shamu. I had a Shamu, a plush toy. So I don't know.
Oh, wow. What's an acclaimed movie that you're embarrassed to admit you haven't seen, Jay? Like maybe people shame you for.
I don't know about movies, but I know Game of Thrones. I haven't seen.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Majority
I
of know. That. So I guess I mean that, but a movie that I haven't seen that people would be like, "What the hell? Why yeah. haven't you seen that movie?"
Like Godfather or something.
I've definitely seen Godfather, of course. Probably. What is the movie? What is the movie? I never saw Days of Thunder the whole way through.
Oh, I haven't either. I don't think there's any shame in that.
Is it? Whoa! What's the one? Oh no! Top Gun. I didn't see the first. Oh, Top Gun.
Yeah, that's a little more shameful.
I saw the beginning. I always saw the beginning of it, but I'm from a strict apostolic household, dude. There were certain things my parents didn't let me watch. So
oh, no TV.
Not really.
Oh, wow. Not really. Oh yeah. Cause you had said earlier they would let you watch Disney stuff, but it was kind of limited to that. Wow.
Yeah, they restricted a lot. They turned me to a beast. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're a good example of why that might be the way to parent. Because you use your imagination and like really create a world. Yep. What's an injury? The worst injury you've ever gotten? How'd you get it?
Breaking my metacarpal by breakdancing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Right, this bone right here. I was like, ooh, watch what I can do. And
your hand? That's in the hand?
I put all the hand, like right here. Like that's why my knuckle yeah. right here is shorter yeah. and all these are bigger.
Oh, yeah. Jay's showing his, yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Metacarpal, because you had put all your pressure on that?
All my pressure, and the bone just snapped. It just went like that.
God.
Yep.
You remember how painful it was?
Yep. I remember how painful it was. I cried. I remember crying. I remember thinking it was dislocated and then knowing it wasn't dislocated.
And you're probably trying to entertain people and you're getting attention for it.
Yep. My mother said, my mom just said, listen, if you break your hand, I'm not taking you to the emergency room. I'm not taking you to the emergency room. I'm not. And I broke my hand. And guess what?
She specifically said hand?
Yep. She said, if you break your hand, I'm not. She spoke it. She broke it.
Yes. She willed it into.
She's a hand whisperer. She broke the shit.
Yeah. That's wild. Do you drink coffee or tea? And how do you take it?
Tea. I drink tea with honey. Normally it's throat coat though. Honey and lemon. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I bet because you're doing such voice. I mean, that's got to affect doing all those voices. I mean, especially the more gruff ones.
That's got to fuck with you. Bangle spice.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Huh. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
I would be a little more, I wouldn't be so introverted if I could help it, but I can't.
So, you mean like publicly? I mean,
publicly. Yeah, yeah. I don't really like going out. I don't like it.
Really?
I go out for a purpose. If I don't have to be somewhere, I'm not there. I think that's the smartest way to be for real. You know,
do you ever smoke weed?
Oh, hell yeah. Come on now. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes people are like,
I got introduced to weed by Pete Davidson put me up. I was smoking a little bit before. When I met Pete.
Oh, Pete, yeah.
He was like, hey, bro, like, you know, like, you want to smoke? Like, yo, I got some stuff for you. Like, I can let you smoke, bro. Like, I can hook you up with a dealer and everything, man. I was like, I got you. And I was like, okay.
So good.
Dude. Yeah. Dude, Pete got me.
I remember being at a Knicks game with Pete. I saw him after, and he was like, dude, he would smoke so much that I was afraid to do that going out to like being that public a place, but he had no shame
because like he's got Crohn's disease and like he's in constant pain. So when he has it, like, yeah, it's just, yeah, he smokes it. Yeah.
I love Pete. He's the fuck. Yeah, he's too. I love him. I did a pilot with him years ago and everybody was like, this guy, you know, he's a wunderkind. He's like a teenage, he's a phenom. But I remember thinking, oh, he's just like a sweet, like goofy stoner guy. He's like a really nice. And oh God, it must've been a couple months later. He was just blew up.
I knew he was going to blow up. I knew he was going to blow crazy because he was on Wildin' Out. He already had 440,000 followers on that show. Uh-huh. And I was like, wait, he's only been up there for like one season? He got 440,000. I was like, oh, they like him.
Where do you want to go? What's on your travel bucket list? Like what's the top spot?
Travel bucket. I've been to so many places already, but the next place I'm looking forward to going to is Thailand.
Oh,
I'm
looking forward to that.
Was it Phuket? Is that the place? Phuket? Is that what it is? thought it was.
I think it's Phuket.
Phuket.
Phuket. Maybe I'm mispronouncing it.
No, it might. I think it might be Phuket. I might just.
You know,
saying.
It doesn't matter. Phuket.
Phuket. Phuket.
Well, are you touring now, Jay?
Yes, I am. I am on the road, man. And I have had, I've never had this much attention for my stand up ever. I mean, but I'm in a That's different great. Place with it. You know what I mean? Like I'm seasoned, bro. Like I'm here. We here. So sellouts all over the country. Everything. I'm adding shows. I'm selling out everywhere.
Good, like, man. It should be that know? Way. I like hearing those things because it's like, well, yeah, that's when talented people get that response. It's like, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. If you had to choose a different first name, there's nothing wrong with Jay, but what would it be?
If I had to choose a different first name, it wouldn't be Jared. That's my real name.
Is your real name? Jared Farrow.
I've already switched it. My real name would just be Jay. I would just be called Jay.
Okay. Oh, that's true. All right. So you've already done this. if you had a sandwich named after you, the Jay Farrow sandwich, what would be on it? What would it be made out of?
It would have tuna, pepperonis on it. It would have
tuna and pepperonis.
Some salami up there too. I put some bacon up there. It would be the ultimate. Yeah,
it's very cured.
Fishy and cured meat together. Yeah, that's the Farrow because I feel like you get a bit of everything.
Yeah, so, spicy, salty.
Yep.
You put
some sweet peppers up there too to make it. You know, put a little sweet up there.
And what bread jalapenos. Do we toss this on?
Let's put it on. Damn it. Ooh, damn. I can pick any bread, can I? Pretzel bread. I like
pretzel. Yeah. Yes. Because you would need a pretty impressive bread to compete with those.
Yes, to hold all that shit together. Yeah, tough bread.
Do you have a pet? Do you have dogs, cats?
Not anymore. I used to have a dog. I had a couple of dogs in my lifetime, but. Not anymore. The one that I had, the last one I had, that was my ex's. Me and my ex had a dog together, and you know, she went back. She got kicked out the country, and I got left with the dog. Oh. Yeah. Trump got out. You know, I mean, you know, not a lot. I agree with him with his campaign, but when he did that, I was like, "Yep, make America great again." I'm sorry.
make Jay Farrow's life great again.
Make Jay Farrow's life great again. but we had a Jack Russell Terrier and a poodle, and now the dog is with my cousin. Just because I'm on the road.
Yeah, that's hard.
But every time I go back home, man, she comes up to me and she'll just lay on me and she'll just chill. Like she remembers me.
So. Oh, that's awesome. For a second, I thought you were talking about the ex.
Oh yeah, well her too. You know, whenever,
What country did she go back to?
Denmark.
Oh, wow. I love Denmark. I mean, I love people from Denmark.
Yeah.
I love the Danes. I've always wanted to go.
It's beautiful. I'll tell you that.
If, what song would you want played at your funeral?
What song would I want played at my funeral? Damn.
99 Problems.
Nah. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have any problems at that point. I'm freaking dead. I think my favorites, I would want them to play Human Nature. That's my favorite Michael Jackson song.
Okay.
It's my favorite song of all time. It pretty much is my favorite song of all time.
What movie makes you laugh the hardest when you said you go through bouts of depression. If you are depressed, I know some music does that for you, but if you were to put on a movie that you just know you're going to laugh.
Tropic Thunder or throw you for a loop here.
Yeah.
House on Haunted Hill.
Oh, whoa. That makes you laugh?
I don't know why. It's just that, there's a part in the movie where they show the surveillance and they show the doctor and he's walking and he does this little twist shit. He's like, he starts walking like that. Back when I was a kid, me and my homies rewound that shit at least like 500 times and laughed. It's just the way he was moving. It looks so, I laugh at dumb shit like that. Like, oh no! You know what? I would give you another one. Jeepers Creepers.
Fuck!
Fucking die! I laugh at that.
It's so funny. I was about to say, like, I hope no one ever picks me for that answer. It's a movie I did,
dude. You were so. I felt so bad for you. Movie, dude. I've been killed four times in film, so I just keep. They keep killing me.
Yeah, I love it. I love that shit. Who on SNL was like the person, besides the people we talked about, who was somebody that you were like, fuck, I can't believe I'm working with this person?
Oh, shit, Kerry Washington.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
she couldn't believe I was working with her.
She's hilarious, Drake, too. She's so good on SNL.
And Drake, I couldn't believe I was working with him.
Did you do him for him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, bro. Like, I always do Drake for, like, Drizzy. Like, you know, because, like, Drake, like, talks like this. Like, yeah, when he's, like, in regular conversation, bro. Like, I do Aubrey, bro. I don't do Drake. I do Aubrey. Yeah.
Wow. You know what I mean? Like, that's the fuck I
think. And then how is he when he's trying to be, when he's in his,
like, motherfucker never loved her.
Some shit like that. He's all turned up and it's all turned up. Damn, this mic is not doing it justice.
That's really good. That's so good. Fuck it. There's so much good stuff.
Spinning gold.
Toilet roll over or under?
Toilet roll over or under? Over. I do over.
Yeah. Over. Can you do Charles Barkley discovering that it's under and being upset about it?
Oh, man. Who moved this? Somebody been using my toilet paper. Man. And that's crazy. Was it the dog? Because I'm the only one to live here. But that's crazy. Who been messing with my toilet paper? Don't touch it no more. And then, it's my toilet paper.
And JJ is amazing. And if you would, thank you. Finish this sentence. Jay Farrow, life is short, so...
Tell everybody who you love that you love them because you might not get the chance to do it tomorrow.
Oh, man. That is perfect. Well, I have loved this so much. I've always been such a fan of yours, but so
ditto, brother. Same here, sir.
Man, truly, thanks for making the time.
Thanks for having me, brother. You know, appreciate it.
So that just happened.
Is it lower? Is it? His is. I mean, we have a similar register. I don't even know. You know, you lose track of how he sounds because he's just.
I know.
His voice is so versatile. It's crazy. He's like Hank Azaria. I mean, he's Rich Little. He's one of the greatest.
I know. I mean, it really isn't an overstatement to say it's like he gets possessed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that sounds like, okay, he's good at impressions, fine. But no, there's something almost spooky about how he can just like inhabit these people so quickly, but he goes in and out of it so quickly. And also he's saying funny things as these characters too. That's the other really impressive thing about him. He doesn't just have the cadence and the tone down, but he's coming up with funny stuff too.
I know.
It's incredibly impressive. God, he did so many, but the ones that really stuck out to me were the laid back Eddie Murphy was
yes.
brilliant.
Yeah, and people, right?
Oh, it sounds just like him. And the Charles Barkley and the Shaq impressions were so good. And it's like, if you didn't know any better, like you would think for sure you were listening to those guys.
Well, I know. It's funny. When I was talking to him, I would close my eyes. I would close my eyes to, you don't know. You wouldn't. And those were ones that he hadn't even volunteered. I just like asked him about. Stephen A. Smith, he did.
So good.
To me, that is real. I don't know what it's like. He said it's acting. I mean, it is like it's kind of diminishing to describe somebody like him as an impressionist because it diminishes like what a committed actor he is to be able to pivot between those characters. I think.
Yeah, he also seems to really love doing it. You know, he talked about how he studies, he watches things over and over and over again to get things down, to get the impressions down.
There's almost an obsessive nature, which makes sense.
Which I think you kind of need to be that level of good at it. You know, I mean, obviously, since he was a little kid, it was just something he could naturally do. He could mimic people. But I think
it's so funny to imagine.
To take it to where he is now, I think it requires a real passion for it, you know, like real love to be able to slip in and out of these different characters.
Yeah.
Terrible choice of sandwich that he had.
Oh, wow. Wasn't that wild?
Oh, God. It was like the cured meats and tuna fish and, oh.
No. It was
horrible.
It was like Larry David's sandwich on that Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where he's like, I don't want
that. It's like white fish, sable. Yeah. What's sable? Tapers. It's another white fish. That's funny. Two white fishes?
Yeah, onions, capers. Ugh, man.
I also think someone should put Jay Farrow in a Marvel movie because...
Oh, my God.
Like, what does that guy have to do?
He's...
He's incredibly talented. He's so handsome. He's in incredible shape. Like,
yes.
If he's not in a Marvel movie,
I know.
Why would anyone else be in a Marvel movie?
He is so good. That to me is like, I cannot believe that's Navid. It's like, I want to write a comic book character for him to do, like the switcher, or like the, you know, somebody who shifts between. But then of course they would do that with CGI. They would just look like the person.
Right. It's
like,
it would be cool for you to do something with him though.
It would be. Well, I was thinking like, yeah, I mean like a buddy comedy.
Yeah.
You know, he's such a good actor too. I mean, it'd be fun to do like a kind of a Lethal Weapon, a version of Lethal Weapon.
Well, let's think of a buddy comedy and write it. But in the meantime, let's read a letter.
No, let's write the buddy comedy now.
Okay, while we're doing the podcast.
Yeah, I'll read the letter. okay, open on two men, a Jay Farrow type and a...
What if we just lost our minds and sat here for 3 hours outlining a movie? Do you think Michelle would say something? Do you think she would address it? Or do you think she would just... listen to all of it and then cut it down to an appropriate length?
I think she would be.
She would text us.
She would text us and would she cut? She cut it out.
If it was three, of course. Oh, but three if it was hours, 3 hours,
oh, she would text. Yeah. She would definitely call. She would do it in like a nice way.
She might call Wondery.
She might call our partners and like, you know, have you noticed anything? Yeah,
she might call the authorities. Yeah. It might be like that problematic.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Jay Farrow letter. This is a letter from Maggie Curran. Subject: your sister from another mister. Hello, Justin and Christian. I've been wanting to shoot over an email for a while now, and I finally decided to do it. I've been a shorty for about a year now. Oh, a year of being a shorty. Thank you for that, Maggie. Thanks for joining the fold. And I wanted to say this podcast has a special place in my heart. Oh, I listen every Tuesday on my morning train commute to work, and it feels like I'm catching up with some older brothers that I never had. I'm 24, for context. That's nice of you to call us older brothers. We'd be probably uncles, but...
No, older brothers.
Yeah, much.
Yeah. Let's go maybe with older brothers.
Maybe from a first marriage.
Yeah.
You know, and we'd be half-brothers.
Like half-brothers.
Yeah. My life... back to Maggie. My life is quite similar to yours in many ways. Grew up Catholic. Love the horror genre. Always eating cereal. And I'm stoned. That's it. I mean,
I love that's one of your trademarks.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and then she says, that old chestnut. That's funny. It's funny that she said that because I've been finding myself saying that old chestnut a lot, like as a joke in improvs and stuff. Like, especially on the show, I'll say like, because I have a lot of exposition that's like wild, like supernatural exposition where I'm like, oh, well, you know, I realize that pain can make me go back into my body that he's possessing. And then I go into another world when I'm not in pain, you know, things like that. And mm-hmm. I'll go, you know, that old chestnut.
You know, do you think the writer gets offended that you are kind of making fun of the material?
That's a good question. I think one writer maybe does. but I think the other ones appreciate that I'm trying to, because it's hard when it's so obviously exposition. It's like, here's the plot, here's what we got to do. And I get saddled with a lot of that. But mm-hmm. I love my job. Back to Maggie. It's not uncommon for me to find myself agreeing with most of the things Justin says. You don't both have to agree with everything Justin says. I get the vibes that, by the way, Maggie said that. I get the vibes that you guys are very genuine, kind, and chill people. And it really comes through in your conversations with each other and your interviewees. I hope so. I aspire to be those things, kind and chill.
What do you aspire to the most, chill?
Genuine, kind, or chill?
Yeah.
Genuine, I guess, yeah.
Because not being genuine of those three is probably the scariest.
I know.
Or just, as the kids say, fake.
Yeah, I know. That would be the scariest. And I love that.
Speaking of fake, did you watch The Bachelor?
You don't both have to want to pivot to The Bachelor when you hear the word genuine. No, but I really want to talk to you.
We'll talk. We'll talk offline.
The last one I saw was Women Tell All.
Oh, you didn't see the overnights?
Yes, I did. The overnights were on Monday, I thought, because that's crazy. It's crazy that Gabby.
Yeah, yeah. So you saw that.
I saw that.
So you're caught up.
I am. What's today?
I think so.
I am caught up.
This coming Monday is the final two.
Oh, shit. I am caught up. Yes. Okay. Fucking Maggie. I mean, Gabby That's not Maggie. Sorry, Maggie.
Gabby got him to... Well, I don't think we should talk about this in this one.
Okay. Back to Gabby. I mean, Maggie. Yeah, I would say genuine. And then a very close second is kind. I would say kind and chill. I'd like to be chill more.
But it's not that important to you.
It's not. Okay. It's probably better for my health. Anyway, I feel chill right now. I've had too many cups of Joe, and you've had your Todd to be truly chill. Okay, Justin would be in my top five for ultimate celebrity joint circle. Yes. Well, that's so flattering.
Celebrity what?
Joint circle. I guess to be in pass around a joint.
A joint? Yeah, you're good in a joint circle.
Joint subcommittee meeting on the 50-yard line.
Isn't it hard to remember being in a joint circle? Doesn't that feel like ancient history?
Yes.
Oh, but think about all the times that used to happen. But that was also a time before edibles and
vape
pens and all these contraptions that we have now. It used to just be, remember, like smoking a bowl.
Yes, I love that smell. That's what Hal does. That's what Kate's dad does. And it reminds me of like being younger. I love that smell. And it'll
it's not great for your lungs, but was good memories attached to it.
She would like for Hal to get into edibles because, it's really not great. I smell it every once in a while in Vancouver. It always makes me jones for, and you know what? I smelled it at the Vanity Fair party, not to keep talking about that.
Seth
like,
Rogen.
Yeah, hit me in the face and I looked over and was like, okay. what am I talking about the Vanity Fair party for like the next year? Okay, back to Maggie. That's very flattering. Top five, ultimate celebrity joint circle. Who would be in
yours?
I wonder
who else is in there.
I wonder who else would be in there. Who would be in yours, joint circle?
Celebrities that I've never met?
Oh, yeah. Let's say you've never met him.
Oh, man. It's hard to say because for me personally, it would have to be people that I am not intimidated by. Because if I were to smoke pot with some strange celebrity, I probably wouldn't enjoy myself if I was, intimidated by them as people. So it would have to be a celebrity that I both wasn't intimidated by, but also kind of like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's rare. Like that's a hard combo.
Joel McHale.
Yes, Joel would be really good. And somebody who you could be vulnerable around.
Vulnerable. Maybe Zach the Bachelor.
I would choose him.
Because I'd be interested to be around him, but I'm not intimidated by him.
Yeah, but think about it. It might be, I hate to say this, because Zach is such a nice, I think he's really nice, but it might be once you're stoned with him, once he's stoned, it might be like, he might not want to open it. He might not want to talk about
that. That's fine. He might not want to, but no harm, no foul.
Yeah, but you'll still be comfortable around him.
Yeah.
What about?
And I'm kind of intrigued by him.
What about Aaron Rodgers?
I'm a little intimidated by him.
You are?
A little bit.
See, I met him briefly.
I think there's something really cool about him, and I'm very impressed by his athletic acumen.
I think if you were to meet him, you that would dissipate.
Really
quickly. Yeah, he's kind of like, I also met him under different circumstances. I met him at a, at the Tribeca Film Festival. There was like some party, something, and he was there and he was on his, I think he was kind of on his own. And so he was looking for, and he was out of his element. You know, he wasn't like on a football field. So he was like looking for people. He just became, it's funny how people, I find this happens to me too. You like at a Vanity Fair party, you get reduced to like how, or you regress to how you were in high school. And then you just become like a person like wanting to connect with people and sit at the table. You know, where am I going to sit in the cafeteria?
Different story if you had showed up at football practice.
Exactly. Where he has power, where he has status. Yeah. And that's his, his world. Anyway, yes, much different story. I get, so back to Maggie. Sorry for all these digressions. Justin would be my, please keep up the lovely, comforting and entertaining content. I look forward to my Tuesday commute every week. How nice. And Tuesday and hopefully now Friday commute with Life is Shorter. We have a really fun one. Well, it's out. It's out. It's out now. The last one I thought was really fun.
Yeah, Jerry with one. With Jerry.
Oh, man.
Really fun.
Back to Maggie. P.S. My dad and I would always play Would You Rather when I was a kid. And our favorite question was, okay, here we go. This is their favorite. Would you rather have hair made out of spaghetti or fingers made out of hot dogs? That's funny. We had a similar one recently.
Weird. We just had the spaghetti hair.
Yeah, yeah. And I was thinking about the spaghetti hair one because I re-listened. I I think it's tougher for me than I thought at the time. I was thinking more about it. I think I might choose the spaghetti beard instead of the chia head. Because
I've been thinking about your chia head all week, off and on.
Yeah, it's really funny to imagine. But the chia head is just, I like having my head exposed and like walking in the world. And so I'd be too uncomfortable with.
Exactly. That was my point.
Yeah, you're right. And well, here's another thing I thought of is that you could choose the pasta. Let's say you could choose the pasta. You choose like a very fine angel hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cappellini.
Or what's the one that you put in like Acina di Pepe, you know, the little balls.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. And it wouldn't grow that long. It would just stop at the Acina di Pepe length.
Exactly.
What are those ones?
You'd be like Homer Simpson. You'd always have like 5 o'clock shadow.
Fingers made out of hot dogs. Oh, it's like you haven't seen Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I haven't, but I know it's a feature of the movie. Everything Everywhere All at Once. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
But are the hot dogs, so you're,
I'd have spaghetti.
Is it that your fingers are hot dogs?
Yes.
Yeah. Or is it that your fingers are fingers with bones and everything, but they're just in the shape of hot dogs?
No, it's hot dog fingers. So they're just like, bleh. Remember who was the kid who used to eat raw hot dogs in our neighborhood?
I don't think we should expose them publicly. Okay.
I would
if
have
it's
rather.
Just hot dogs, if it's just hot dogs and they're not functional as hands.
Yeah, you can't.
Oh, definitely do the spaghetti one. But but I think what makes it a little more challenging is if you imagine that they're fingers.
Yeah,
you have bone structure and they're in the shape of your fingers. Uh-huh. But instead of flesh, they're made out of hot dog meat.
Well,
so basically they're a different color.
Uh-huh.
And they smell like hot dogs. No, but it's the size and shape of your actual hand. And they function as hands, but they're the color of hot dogs, and they're instead of flesh, they're hot dog meat that just some magically stays preserved forever.
Okay, what would you do then?
And it doesn't fall apart. Then I think I might pick the hot dog hands.
Well, consider this for you specifically, how that would affect how dogs treated you. That dogs would
I would just be wear following gloves you. All the time.
You wear gloves?
I'd wear gloves I'd find some material that prevented dogs from smelling. Well, you think they would eat my hand?
No, but they'd want to. Yeah, it's hot dog meat.
I don't hang out at dog parks.
I know, but
I don't go near dogs. Enough. It's been like weeks since I've encountered a dog.
And so then you could sacrifice that in your life, the joy of petting a dog and being around dogs.
Yes, I could sacrifice the joy of petting strange dogs.
Anyway, back to Maggie. All the best. Your Canadian sister from another mister, Maggie Curran. Curran.
How do you spell it?
C-U-R-R-A-N.
C-U-R-R?
Yeah. Curran.
Curran?
It could be Curran.
I think it's Curran.
Curran. Okay. Yeah, yeah. It would make sense. Current is a current, like a raisin current. C-U-R.
Yeah.
Okay. Curran. You're right. Well, I don't know.
Thanks, Maggie, for writing in. Well, a great letter.
Oh, yeah.
And you have a great name, Maggie.
Yes. Curran. Shout out to Maggie Reed.
Yes. And all the Maggies out there.
Yeah. Maggie Q, friend of the show.
Maggie Q, friend of the show. And also all the Maggies who would like to write into the show. And your name doesn't have to be Maggie.
Maggie
but
Simpson.
We love hearing from Maggies. Our email address is lifeisshort@wondery.com. And thank you to our brilliant guest, Jay Farrow. Check out his movie in theaters. That's not the name of it.
No.
The name of it is Spinning Gold, but you can watch it in theaters March 31st. And thank you for listening. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Yes.
For a new edition of Life is Shorter.
Yes.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-shaboom.
Life is Short is hosted by me, Justin Long, and it's co-hosted and produced by you,
Christian Long.
It's also produced by Megan Monaco and Jennifer Sulkis and senior producer Michelle
Mish
Lanz. Audio engineer
Sergio Enriquez.
I know everyone wants to know, you're saying to yourselves, well, who are the executive producers? We know the producers.
I know. Okay, I know. Yes. Dave Easton and Marshall Louis.
Uh-huh.
We do it for a company called Wondery. Bye.
They had them in India.
Oh,
wow. Goosebumps in India. That's cool.
Yeah. You have everything back home.
Wow, yeah.
Is the series coming on Netflix? Or?
It's on Disney Plus.
It's on Disney Plus.
In October, so around Halloween time. Oh. Do they have Halloween in India?
No. No Halloween in India, but we know like when it comes. We used to celebrate in school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. So did the Goosebumps book scare you when you were a kid?
No. But if I would have watched the movie, I get scared like
so from watching things.
Yeah, just watching things. Yeah. I don't watch horror movies.
Okay. Well, then don't see Barbarian.
Okay.
Do not see that one.
No, but now
I don't see Jeepers Creepers. Don't see Drag Me to Hell.
Okay, Drag Me to Hell.
Don't see any of these. Don't see Tusk.
I don't watch horror movies at
good.
All because I live alone.
Oh no. No, and definitely don't watch House of Darkness.
House of Darkness, okay.
Yeah.
Which other movie did you work in?
Ooh, don't watch Dodgeball.
Dodgeball?
Yes, well, you can watch that. That's not scary.
Dodgeball, okay. And you're in the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Life is Short ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and bar mates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.